Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Welcome, guys. I want to talk to you about the topic we started last week, and we just looked at parts of it. I kind of wet your whistle concerning the demons and so forth. We are looking at disease and sicknesses and demons. And I need to focus a little on demons before we move on within this particular teaching, because it's very important, guys, that you understand who they are and that they are not fallen angels like most of you thought they were, because that's how these ignorant men that call themselves teachers that have taught us. And the Bible tells us that the traditions of men have made the word of God to none effect. And because they have been preaching to us traditions, none of us know the word of God. We haven't really delved into it, because Jesus said, until this kingdom of the gospel is preached. So these guys are not preaching the kingdom principles. They're preaching about prosperity. They're preaching about everything except the kingdom. And the Bible tells us that that's the peace that we are called to preach. And if you're in a church that is not teaching about the kingdom of God, you're in the wrong place. And as I said to you, you need to get out, because whatever the head that you put your family under, that's what you're going to have in your life. So let's take a look at this concept of demons as to who they are, where did they come from, and we'll go from that. One of the books that Western Christianity has pretty much thrown away is the Book of Enoch. When they found quite a few things within the cave a few years ago, one of the things that they found was the Book of Giants. And the Book of Giants has some really powerful stuff in there. The Book of Enoch is broken up into two books, and we are going to look at the first part just today, just to get some background into who the demons are and their origin, if you will. And then we'll be able to continue our teaching and go and see. So we will know who Jesus was dealing with when you have someone that is demon-possessed and so forth. And I remember in the church, man, they would teach us that demons were fallen angels. And what an erroneous teaching. And that's why I said, because these guys never went and study the other sources that are in there. They're just sticking with the King James, and they believe that that's it. But there are other sources out there, the Targum, the Septuagint. You have the Book of Jubilees, which they don't look at all. The Book of Yasher, which they don't look at all. So many different sources are out there to give you a better take as to what's going on. And that's why I spend time with my other podcast, Mystery Bible, is because we go through verse by verse, and so that we can cover this in a little more detail. But what I'll do is take some time here, and this may be a one or two podcast, maybe a little more, but what I'll do at some point in time is to do an exhaustive study on the fallen angels and the Nephilim and stuff like that, so we can get a better understanding of who these guys are and what happened. So our first intro to them in Western civilization is in Genesis chapter 6. Let me read the beginning of Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, and then we'll go from there. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always be strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years of age. So that means that 120 years, I know many of us believe that, you know, man is given to live 120 years. No, that was 120 years that God had given man to repent before the flood came. And so he had Noah building the ark. Noah and his father were preaching. We had Methuselah preaching. And we had Noah preaching for 120 years that this flood was going to come. And no one listened in 120 years. And when it started, if you read the book of Jubilees and Yasha that we talked about, there are hundreds of thousands of them that were in front of the ark begging for him to open the door. And Noah told him, he said, man, I've been preaching to you guys for 120 years. Your time was up. So the same is going on today. We are preaching, men and women are preaching to you guys. And God gave us the age of grace when Jesus Christ came. And he said he instituted the age of grace. And we've talked about why the age of grace. Grace is that force by which God influences the heart of an individual to bring out his desired outcome. And so that's what grace is. And he set up 2,000 because the Bible tells us that we are in this kingdom, but not of it. We belong to a different kingdom, and we've been studying, and we see from our studies that this kingdom of darkness is going to be judged. And if you see what's happening out there, you see it being judged. Okay? But we belong to a different kingdom, the kingdom of God. And while we are here, God is going to use this force of grace to influence people's heart so that they can provide the need of his kids while they're here on this earth. And so the Bible teaches us that the heart of the king, the heart of every man, it says, is in God's hand so that they can do his will based on what his desire is. And his desire can be known by going and study the word of God. And you'll see he heals. I am the Lord that heals you. He wants us to prosper in our business. He says, I'll prosper the work of your hands. He wants us to walk in wisdom. If you lack wisdom, ask. He wants to give us understanding, insight, all of those things. The Bible tells us that. So we have access to all of this. He tells us whereby God has given us precious promises whereby we can partake of his divine nature. And so he instituted a law by which we can access his grace, come boldly before the throne of grace, whereby you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. He created this law, the law of faith. Anything that is not of sin, of faith is sin. And the law of faith is designed to extract from God power to bring his will. We studied that. We did a podcast that talked about thy faith can make you whole. It can make you whole in any aspect of your life, whether it is financial, health, whatever it is, it can make you whole. And that's up to you to extract it by usage of your faith. So we're going to talk about this concept of the Nephilims and who they are and so forth. So as we saw that the first entrance that we understood was in Genesis chapter 6 verses 1 through 4. And it tells us they were giants on the earth in those days and also after that. So we see that's in verse 4. They are giants in those days and after that. Okay, that has caused a tremendous amount of conversation, if you will, because I've heard people talk about that there is the first incursion of the giants, which is happening in Genesis 1. And then because it says after that, many of them believe that there was a second incursion of angels, but that can't be true. Because the Bible tells us that the original guys, they were pretty tall. In some sources, I think the language is, I think it's 3,000 elm or something like that. And there's kind of discussion about how big that is. Some believe it could be 45 feet based on some calculations, but others believe it was 450 feet, somewhere around there. And so what we, and I believe it's the latter, the larger, because there's, you could call it, you know, the Greek titans have a, they have their mythology, the clash of the titan. Actually, it was a civil war that Michael was ordained to cause it to happen, to wipe out the first generation of Nephilims, if you will. And that first generation of Nephilims roaming the earth, there's others also that when they died, their disembodied spirits, those are who the demons are. So when you see Jesus talking with evil spirits, or even today, when you see a pastor, a real man, a woman of God dealing with those, they're not fallen angels. They are Nephilim spirits. They are demons. And those guys created all kinds of other monsters and so forth. So let's take a look at the book of Enoch and see. This is Enoch chapter 6, and it came to pass that when the children, and he just, this is from the book of Giants, that they, after they found the book of Giants and the book of Enoch and all these other things. So they're taking excerpts from them and they put it together so that we can understand the chronology of things. And so this is what they said. Genesis, and it came to pass when men began to multiply, the same thing as Genesis 6:1. And then it says, and the angel of the angels, the son of heaven, saw and lusted after them and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and have children with them. And Semyazar, who was their leader, said to them, I fear you will not agree with me to do this deed. And so those 200 of them agreed. But before that, there was this one guy, his name was Azazel. Azazel was here. He was one of the watchers. He was one of the leaders within the group of the watchers. He came down before. He was here. He was segregated. He had married, and he was working on getting his own family, creating his own stuff. He was the initial person that created the Nephilims. And he had kids. I think his kids were the, I think it was the Saims or something like that, were his kids. And, but when it talks about, and after, they were giants in those days, and after that, Shemiazah came, and he had separated himself, married, as I said, and he began to experiment with all kinds of animals and so forth. We are told that they gathered 200 of each animal on the planet, and they also started experimenting with man as well. And so that's why there's a lot of wickedness was happening out there when God saw it, and evil that was happening. So he was here first, and they were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. So those days was him, Azazel, he started doing that stuff. Then these 200, they didn't see anything from God, so they figured they're going to come and do the same thing. And that's when they said, let's go down and do the very same thing as Azazel did. And so when Azazel, and I'm going to read to you the book of Enoch. I'm going to go in there. I'm just laying a foundation and show you what, you know, what he did. And it tells us that, and the women became pregnant and they bare large giants whose heights were 3,000 cubits or L. And this is where they have that, because the Bible doesn't go in and say exactly. So they're going back into history and they believe that that is somewhere about 450 feet in the day. So those giants in this day. And I actually had seen, because I started looking for them, I traveled all over the, started traveling Turkey, Armenia, Georgia, start tracking where these guys came and so forth. We know that Japhet, he came into Armenia and Georgia and stuff when with Noah's son, and there were giants there and so forth, and Cush and so forth. So But anyway, let's go back and we want to talk about, I spoke to you guys about Jubilees also. Jubilees chapter 7 talks about them, and there are three different kinds or types or races of the Nephilim, and I'll go into that later, but let me read Jubilees 7 for you a little quickly. Because of these three things came the flood on the earth, and the three things, and we'll talk about those things, namely the fornication that the watchers committed, number one, against the law of their ordinance when they went whoring after the daughters of men and took themselves wives of all they choose, and they made the beginning of uncleanness. So these guys were, sin just went rampant after they came and infused the human race with their knowledge. And they begot sons, the Nephilim, and they were also dissimilar, and they devoured one another. And the giants killed the Nephilim, and the Nephilim killed the Elo, and the Elo killed mankind. And one man killed another. It's really interesting with these guys. They never killed each other. Only man killed each other. Everyone committed himself to crime and injustice and to shed much blood, and the earth was filled with sin. And after they sinned against the beasts and the birds and all that moved on and walked on the earth, and much blood was shed on the earth, and men continually desire only what was useless and evil. And that's when God had to come in and destroy that. So it tells us that the giant consumed all the work and toil of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and started devouring mankind. And that's why I said I believe it's those guys that were 450, if you will. So we see here that, and I suggest you guys go get that book. Get the book of Enoch, get the book of Giants and stuff like that, and read it, man. It'll show you. The book of Yasher also goes into all of these things. And so let me take you guys to, let's do that. I'm going to take you to Enoch and chapter 8, and then we're going to see what Azazel did. And Azazel taught men to make sword and knives and shield, breastplate, and taught them about metal of the earth and art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments, and the use of autonomy and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of precious stones, and all coloring and dyes. And they were, and there was great impurity that turned away from God and committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. And so, and then Shemyaza and his boys came, and they began to teach them additional stuff, taught about casting spell, root cutting, all those types of stuff. Each one of those guys began to teach them. The book of Enoch lists 17 leaders, and under the 17 leaders, there were 10 under the 70. And then chapter 9 of Enoch, it tells us that Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel looked down on from heaven and saw much blood being shed on the earth and all lawlessness being done on the earth. And they said to each other, let us cry, let the cries of the destruction of the earth ascend up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their petition, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And we see this relations with the blood of man crying. And we saw that with Cain and Abel. You remember that story? It says, the blood of your brother is crying before. And we see here also in the book of Enoch that the blood of the people were crying before God. Because what did the Bible say? Life is in the blood. So the Bible tells us that. So we see then that this was the intro of these guys. And so let me continue to read parts of 9. And so we see that the blood of mankind came. And it tells us in verse 5, it says, you have made all things, and you have power over all things. And they are just talking to God, and all things are revealed and be and open in your sight. And you have seen all things, and nothing can hid itself from you. Verses 6 in chapter 9. Look at what Azazel has done. And so they pinpoint Azazel as the key because, as I said, he came first and he started it. And after he did it, and the 200 watchers that had their assignment to be watchers here on the earth, they decided to come and copy what he did. But when they came in, that's when those guys did all kinds of crazy stuff and it went nuts. And he said, he says, look at what Azazel has done, who has taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secret, which was made and kept in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Samyaza, who taught spells, to whom you give authority to rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men on the earth and have had sex with the women, and they defile themselves and reveal themselves all kinds of sin. So that's the history. I give you guys a brief history of what took place as far as the angels, these decisions to come. They came among Hebron and they descended there. They made a pact that they are going to, you know, get together and do exactly what Azazel was doing. That Azazel was, like I said, he had 200 of each animal, and that was the pack, and that they would do all these crossbreedings and so forth until they started creating what they wanted. So that is the background. And we see, as I said to you, Azazel was the one that started it. So what we're going to do is pick up, okay? Because after these cries come to God, and there's this man, Enoch, that was there in around the he was a king at the time of the whole earth. And the watchers knew that this man had access to heaven because he was popping in and out, because the Bible says he walked with God and he was not. And this guy's faith was incredible. And so when all of this thing was brought to God's attention, as far as the angels are concerned, God pronounced a judgment on them. And so we're going to take a look at verses 12. I'm going to read to you some of those things, and then, because verses 14 is basically when Enoch gets before God and God's throne, what it looks like, and all of these type things in chapter 14. And then chapter 15 is when God calls Enoch and he says, come. And then one of the cherubims came and picked him up and brought him in and before God, and God begins to pronounce the judgment of the Nephilim and so forth. So I just want to give you a brief intro to in chapter 12 and 13 so you get some background over that. And then we're going to jump in to 15. But before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he had been hidden. Enoch, what he did, he was with men, and because of all of the crazy things happening, he went away and hid in a cave, and he stayed there for many years in communion with God. And he was hiding from all the madness. It tells us that he was hidden and where he abode and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the Holy Ones. So here he is in heaven and with the watchers and hanging out with them. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the kings of ages. And lo, the watchers called me Enoch, the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go declare. So he's sending them, they're sending him an assignment, God. He said, go declare to Wrath great, he says, go declare the watchers of heaven, who has left the high places, the holy eternal place, and have defiled himself with women, and have done the children of earth great harm, and have taken unto themselves wine. You wrought great destruction on the earth, and you shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin, inasmuch as they delight themselves in the children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity, but mercy and peace shall you not obtain. So they beg Enoch to go pray to God on their behalf, go intercede on their behalf. And, you know, God said, nope, that's not how it's supposed to be. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt not have peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against you to put you in bonds, and he's still bound to this day. And thou shalt not have toleration or request granted to you, but because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works and godliness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. One of the things that he had revealed to men is the mirror. He had given them insight as to how to make mirrors. And so the women started beautifying themselves. And I went and spoke to them all together. So he's saying, I spoke to Azazel first, and then I went to the other 200, and they were all afraid, and fear trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them that they might find forgiveness and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord. So these 200, after they saw what happened to Azazel, because Enoch went and Azazel was like, hey, I need you to do me a favor, go before God and on my behalf, and God puts out judgment on Azazel. They saw that when he went to them, they panicked, they wrote out theirs. He went up to heaven and God said, nope, again. So Azazel, okay, let's see one of that. The murder of their beloved one shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they. So one of the judgment was that their kids, the Nephilims, would die, and they would watch this civil war and not be able to do anything about it. And verse 13, chapter 13 goes into their request and all of these different petitions that they ask and so forth. Verses 14, as I said, is the throne room of God. You guys should go read that. It is absolutely a beautiful picture. It's hard to even put in words how to picture that. We have nothing to really, we have no baseline, if you will. And so, don't have any. So let's do chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I have heard his voice. Fear not, Enoch. This is God talking to Enoch. Thou righteous man and scribe of the righteous, approach hither and hear my voice. God is calling him to come to the throne where he's at. And go and say to the watchers of heaven, who have sent you to intercede for them, you should intercede for men and not men for you. And that's when they corrupted that. This, you know, their intention, their creation, they were supposed to be praying on our behalf, the watchers, supposed to be watching over us. Wherefore, have you left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lay with women, and defile yourself with the daughters of men, and take into yourselves wives, and done like the children of the earth, and begotten giants as your sons? So they were not supposed to marry, nor have intercourse, you know, with women. That was designed for man to procreate and multiply on the earth. So whatever they did is against God. And though you were holy, spiritual living, the eternal life, you have defiled yourself with the blood of women and have gotten children with the blood of the flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do, will die and perish. Therefore, I have given them wives so that they might impregnate them and begat children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting them on the earth. So that's what God wanted mankind to procreate, not angels to procreate. But you were formerly spiritual, living eternal life and immortal for all generations of the world. And therefore, I have not appointed you wives, for as the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants who are produced from the spirit and flesh shall be called evil spirits. upon the earth, and one, and on the earth shall their dwelling be. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy waters is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling, but as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on the earth shall their dwelling be. And the spirits of the giants, afflicted, oppressed, destroyed, attacked, do battle and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. They took no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they had proceeded from them. That is where they came from. So we see the origin. And so we see how they're looking at you and I. They actually hate us because of the judgment that was put on them. Because of us, they blame us in a way, if you will, for their judgment, not understanding that it's not our problem. That's on your fathers. And so we see that God pronounces judgment on them, and that they are the ones that are called evil spirits or demons. And we know that these Nephilim guys, they created all kinds of monsters and stuff like that when they were doing all of these experiments. We know that when we read Enoch, and I didn't go into a lot of them in this specific one, when Enoch, I think, not Enoch, in the book of Yasher, I think when one of the sons of Jacob was going into an area and some beast came out to him and scared the heck out of him, and he never went in that, and they went into the desert. And I believe that those creatures, if they're there, you know, they're alive because they can't procreate, you know. So I think that's why they haven't multiplied, if you will. And but they weren't given to be multiplied or multiplication on the earth. That was man's assignment. It wasn't for them. So when they died, they are disembodied spirits. And so we know that there were a lot of them, because I read to you guys in Jubilees chapter last week, when Noah's son came and said, there's too many of them, Jubilees 10, 1 through 13. And then when they went and pray, we know that Lucifer came and says, give me a percentage of them. Because as I mentioned to you, these were the guys who weren't listening to him. Remember, because he wasn't in that 200 or anything like that. It was different guys that began to do that. Azazel, Shemyaza, and a bunch of other guys. But you read the book of Enoch, and it gives the names of the leaders. So that's where demons come from. I wanted to give you guys that background, evil spirits and so forth. So when we go into our study, as we continue our study, and I don't want to go anything more than what I've done. I think that's enough to go to give you guys a background. But I promise one day I'm going to do a series, an in-depth study on it with you guys about everything. We're going to go into all the different creatures that they made and stuff like that. We'll do all kinds of stuff so that you can see there are a lot of crazy stuff happened back then, guys. And the Bible tells us that in the last days that we'll have similar things happening, where they're going to be doing pretty much the same thing. As far as science, we'll be messing around trying to do a lot of things with the genes of mankind. It tells us that that's one of the hallmark of the last days. But you guys get the Book of Giants. And I've mentioned to you a couple of times the Book of Enoch, Ken Johnson's book, Enoch, what they did was compile all of the studies from all the different books and stuff like that, and they put it into a format where you can have access to that information, and you want chronology of all the things. He goes in deeper with Azazel and stuff like that and show you some of the things that he did. But what happened in Canaan went and he move to a particular area close to the seashore so that he can have the quickest route to get the Macabre on. And that's where he found that information in a cave. He wrote it down. He came back. That the Book of Giants, basically the formula, the angels did. He found it. He came back and he began to do exactly what they did and created giants. And the Bible tells us that Joshua and Moses and all them boys had to deal with those particular stuff. We know that in the days of Noah had to deal with them. Enoch, Methuselah, all those guys dealt with those boys. Then we know that Abraham killed some of them. Moses killed some of them. There are a bunch of people in there. I know that David's men killed some of them. David killed some of them. So that's why you see when God said, and I mentioned this before, he would go into a particular area and he says, kill everything, every single thing, man, child, women, cattle, everything, torch the place, don't touch nothing, and don't bring anything out of there. And so, because he knew that that particular place was corrupted, and he wanted to wipe those genes off of the planet. And so, I want to thank you guys for following me and helping me grow the channel. And just like and share for those who are watching us on YouTube and those that are at the, you know, from different platforms, Apple and all the different places that you can reach us, Google. There's so many different ones, I can't even name them all. But also, if you guys want to support us, there's links for you to come and support also for all your help. And I do appreciate it. Whatever you can give, that's fine with me. I'm not here begging you for anything, but whatever you feel in your heart to give me, I appreciate all and everything. So I want to thank you guys for coming, because the Bible tells us that we ought to be living by faith. And that's how those men in the old days, they trusted God. We saw how David destroyed his giant. We know Joshua did the same. We know all these men, they fought believing in God, who they are. As far as who he is and his ability that he's given to them. And you guys, you and I, whatever situation you're in as a giant, we are giant killers, man. Just know that. And so I just want to encourage you guys that you are serving the God that takes out giants. And he told many of them, he said, you just watch me and I'll show you how to do it. And so I want to encourage you guys, again, those of you that are in a situation, just let me know, drop notes. As to if you need me to pray for you, I definitely will. And you and your family, whatever need you have, so that we can bring it before the Father. Because the Bible tells us the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, make things happen, in other words. So the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight.